Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today, I want to talk about something I read this morning in my morning routine. Actually, it was a video. So I listened to a YouTube video from Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I actually really enjoy his work. I've studied it in my master's program. I've studied it personally for myself. I'm a huge fan of his book, The Placebo Effect, or actually I think it's called You Are the Placebo. And it was one of the like four or five things that changed my whole outlook and perspective and mentality and results, really, this year, 2024. You'll hear more about that when I do my specific wrap up 2024 episode. And so the thing I heard today said, if you want to change your personal reality, you have to change your personality. And at first I was like, okay, no, thank you. My personality is flawless. Hello. Just kidding. But the idea of changing our personality to change our personal reality, I looked at it in two different ways. One, I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. Like, there's that faith perspective for me that, like, God made me perfect, right? As I am. He did not make a mistake. We know He does not make mistakes. So I don't think I need to change who I am in order to achieve what I want or what I want for my life or what kind of impact I'm going to make in this world. But then I think about parts of myself or people I work with or people in my family who want to achieve certain things or say they want something but act in a totally different way. And so I was like, is it their personality or is it their personal choices? And so it could be a combination of both. So I wanted to kind of tap into all of that today because personality to me is the energy that I emote, if you will. It's how you feel around me. Some people may say I'm a little over the top, and thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I'll be extra. You can be whatever you want to be. I'll do me. However, sometimes, and let's just speak from my perspective, because I don't want to give away any client information, obviously, or allude to any, you know, like, speak about my husband or my daughter, and obviously they'll be like, are you kidding me? So I will just speak for me in this episode to keep it safe. My personality is a little over the top. It's very extra. If you saw my LinkedIn post today, it's very, I'll do X when the spirit moves, whatever X may be, right? And I am definitely of the very go with the flow when it comes to the actions I take, even when it has to do with my business or goals I'm looking to achieve. And honestly, I think that's worked for me so far, but I think it's kept me at a certain level. And I've climbed little incremental levels, if you will, within where I am business-wise. This year will mark the official 5-year anniversary of being full-time in business. And I think that's amazing. So obviously, if I'm able to, and honestly, I've said this before, I don't do sales, quote unquote, like sales, actual sales. I don't have email funnels. Anything you see or get, it's me. I don't have people out there doing all the things for me. Some of my coaches hate that. Some of them think it's perfect, right? So part of me, like the part of me that wants to scale and really like expand feels like it's not enough or it's not the right move. But the part of me that stays true to who I am is like, no, it's perfect. It's exactly what you're meant to do. You go based on how you feel and there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of what you teach and people need that and I need that. And it's worked so far. I've led a very successful 6-figure, sometimes multi-6-figure, depending on the season, if you will, business. And it's working. I love my life. We have everything we need, like paying for my kids' college, my daughter's basketball travel. See, you know, that crap gets expensive. So obviously, like, we go on vacations. I travel a lot. And so I've got every tutu that I need, could possibly want. So obviously, it's working. However, when the spirit moves me isn't a real strategy. And although it feels good and it feels right, there comes a point where I say, or this thing I watched this morning led me to believe that there could be a tweak, if you will, an adjustment of, is it personality or personal choices? And the coolest part is that we have free will here on Earth. And so although I have zero interest in changing my personality, I do have an interest in changing my personal structures, my professional structures, and my way of going about how I act out what I say I want. So if we reverse engineer a goal, it doesn't get you to, you know, go with the flow, right? Like, no, it's the flow is nice, but it's also, it needs to be a little more structured. And so the part of the quote unquote personality that I was like, maybe I need to change is my lack of discipline is what I actually came down to. And if anybody here studies Kabbalah or understands a little bit of Kabbalah, it's another thing I've been really studying this year that's changed legit everything for me. If you're not aware, or if you're super curious, you can go to Kabbalah1.com and take Kabbalah 1. The first, it's pay-as-you-go model. My teacher, David Guillaume, is somebody who I've been mentored by and learned from for this whole year. And it has been such a huge part of my growth and elevation for this year. The thing that I learned really early on studying Kabbalah is that there is this thing called a tikkun, and I won't get all up in it, but it's essentially a soul's correction. Like, we all come to this earth with flaws, if you will. And if, you know, you want to go the Christian route, we're all sinners, right? So, and if you don't want to go any of those routes, we pick up habits along the way that get ingrained in us and wire our brains in a certain way. We're conditioned, right, to be certain ways. And my tikkun, I realized really early on in that course was laziness, which sounds crazy because no one would look at me or what I've achieved in my life or been through and overcome would use the word lazy to describe me. It's almost comical that that's what I came out with when I went a little deeper, but that's a part of my personality that I've, in my beautiful way of shifting perspective and reframing, because that's how I roll, I've turned the fact that I'm a little lazy and undisciplined into when the spirit moves me. And I think putting the word spirit in there justified it for me. And it's cute. Of course, it's adorbs. And I actually still really believe in when the spirit moves me, there's a reason for it. But there's also this side of me that's like, girl, you got to get your shit together, get a little disciplined, right? I had a beautiful weekend of planning with one of my biz besties, Jody, and we talked about preparation. Like, at its core, what makes us less, quote unquote, less successful in our eyes is because we're not planning or preparing to be successful. Now, we were specifically talking about our nutrition at the time and meal prepping and all that good stuff. And so I brought it to my family and last night had a conversation about meals for the week. And this sounds so basic, right? Like, really, like, meal prepping is really going to change my personality in order to change my personal reality. But let's play this out. I have a goal. I mean, I may have just released 40 pounds and I'm in decent shape right now, but this isn't decent. Wasn't my goal. I want an ab. You've heard me talk about it, people. I want that ab. I'm coming for her. And if she's twins and there's two abs, I'm here for it, but I'm never going to get to that end goal and in general be very healthy or at my peak conditioning if I don't prepare for it, if I don't plan for it, if I'm not disciplined. So that's a part of my personality, if you will, Actually, there's a woman on LinkedIn who commented on my post that talked about it being less of the personality trait and more of a skill that I can learn. And I appreciated that because I like my personality, but I still really understand the concept. And maybe it was more of a play on words because personality and personal reality sound alike. And that definitely is great for marketing. But I can appreciate the fact that we are not born with certain skills or traits or even, you know, personality traits. Like my daughter is 100%, probably 98% my husband. And there's parts of his personality that he gave to her. And I'm like, oh, why couldn't you have gotten that part of me? Like she is not a wee rainbows and unicorn kind of girl. She is my husband who is not rainbows and unicorn. And that's okay. It's okay for both of them. Obviously, I feel called to that type of personality because I married somebody who has that personality. And he must feel called to my childlike energy and positive and optimism. And I know my daughter has a little bit of that in her too, because I've seen it. So like, do they need to change who they are to hit their goals? Probably not, right? They don't know. They're perfect as they are, but there's skills and qualities that we can enhance. And back to me specifically is my laziness, my cocoon, what I think I need to change. Do I need to change being lazy? Yeah, probably. Am I actually lazy? Sometimes, but is it a personality trait? And so my thought today is, do we need to change a certain part of ourselves in order to achieve our goals? And I think the answer is a yes, because I think it's actually there on purpose. And this is going to sound a little woo or whatever. And some of you are going to love it. And some of you are going to be like, this girl's crazy. But if you're listening so far, you're here for it. So I think we have goals put on our heart, A, because they're for us, 100%. I would not want to achieve certain things in my life, personally or professionally, if it wasn't already achieved out there in like a different dimension, in the future, on a different plane of existence. Like these things that I desire have already happened. Like, let's be honest, like if we go back 3 years ago, I wanted Hawaii, actually more than 3 years ago. I remember in my old house, so like 10 plus years ago, my husband and I were talking about where we'd want to go on vacation, and he wanted to get back to California. I really wanted to get to Hawaii, and he wanted to get to Germany. I wanted to get to Greece and Italy. And so we were talking about vacations, and we both really wanted Hawaii, but I really did. Like for some reason, it was like, I just felt very called to Hawaii, and I felt called to Hawaii that whole time. From that conversation, 10 years to the future, always felt called to Hawaii. And I bet you it's because, and I fully believe it's because I go to Hawaii at some point, right? And so it's either my soul knowing that that was for me. So I was being called by Hawaii. Yep, Hawaii was like, girl, get here. Hello. So when I got to Hawaii, I was like, I felt so peaceful. I felt so, not like I checked a box. It was if anyone has achieved something they've been dreaming about for years, there is a deep knowing, a deep connection and peace and calm in your soul. Not just every cell of your being, because that too, but like your soul is like, ah, that's it. This is why I wanted it so much. So my thought is, it's on our heart because we've already achieved it. It's already ours. We would never have I don't have a desire to go to Antarctica. I just don't. I don't at all. And it's probably because I never go there. If I do, fine, whatever. No, I'm lying. I'm not going. So nobody, if there's clients in Antarctica, I'm not coming for you. So ask somebody else. Unless you want to do a Zoom call. But that's my first thought is, like, the question is, are we supposed to change a part of our personality to achieve the personal reality we're hoping for? My answer was yes. And it was one because I think it's purposefully meant to be a struggle. I know, man, it was hard for me to say that out loud. I think we are meant to struggle to get to our greatest desires. And this isn't from Kabbalah or anything I've studied. It's just coming from my personal experience, because without the struggle, we don't truly appreciate the win, but we don't get crafty in finding resources and finding supporters or ways, or we don't think outside the box. If things were easy, it would just be like, whatever, okay, I'm going to send this email and it's going to happen. And it wouldn't be our deepest desire. It would just be an everyday occurrence. And I didn't come to Earth to just have random everyday occurrences. Like, I came to do the greatest things my imagination can create. So I'm actually okay with the struggle. I like it. Give it to me. Don't give me all of it, but just like enough to make me appreciate it, right? To make me fight for it, because I think the universe tests us and says, if A, this is for you, and if you really want it, you need to do the work. I also think the universe, God, source, I believe it's God, and I'm okay with you believing it's universe or however you want to call it in, our highest self, our future self, the Palladians, I don't care. I believe it's all the same, but I also respect and honor where you believe it's coming from. So fill in whatever you need to fill in. I 100% believe that we are not actually able to do it on our own. I believe we're tested to confirm that this desire is 100% what we want, but that we're also given a struggle so we can start to lean on God in order to fulfill that desire. I don't think any of the goals on my cosmic ordering list or on my vision board that I'm able to achieve those by myself, especially the big ones. I need to call in help from people, from tools and systems, right? And God, I think and this is a little bit Kabbalah, I can get myself 95% of the way, but I need God to take over that last 5% to get me across the finish line. Sometimes it's even the opposite for me. I need God to confirm for me that this is for me, even though intellectually I already know it. And so I'll pray on it a lot. Like, is this for me? Is this really what I need? I'll give it 24 hours. That's my human design. That's the third thing that really helped me this year. Is this for me? I'm going to take time to really lean in and think about it. And I'm not going to take too long, but 24 hours is really a good time for me to get the answer I need. And then I need to do the work. I need to figure out the plan, strategy, the resources, and go max effort, 100% what I can do. And it would only probably take me 95% of the way to that goal. And that last bit is God completing it for me, saying, I told you this was for you, and here it is. And so I've seen this in something as small as basketball games, right? I've seen girls my daughter's age take impossible shots and make it. I just saw one this weekend, actually. One of her closest friends made a buzzer beater shot. It was an impossible random right hook. I think she's even left-handed from like almost at the sidelines and made the shot. And I was like, no freaking way. Like, I know you've seen those shots before where you're just like, no freaking way that ball went in. How is that possible? I've seen people go like a million miles an hour to do a layup and just chuck it up and it goes in and you're like, what is happening? But I think it's because they're giving their 100% in that moment, energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally. They're going hard, giving all they've got. And God says, you've done your part. Now let me do mine. And so here's my thought on, to complete that thought of the personality and the personal reality. I think we're given the struggle. I think we're given these cocoons or these flaws in our personality purposefully, because we're not just born to achieve the goal and it's easy. We're meant to go through a journey. We're meant to learn things along the way. And I think it's actually that journey to getting to that one thing is more powerful and effective and makes a bigger impact on us and those around us than actually achieving it to begin with. Me getting to Hawaii was one of the coolest things I've ever done. And it was probably top two or three coolest things this year. But getting there and how I think I actually got there was the thing that I will teach my clients. It's the thing that I will talk about in books. It's the thing I will share on social media or here in podcasts. You've probably heard one episode of Hawaii because I was there recording it, but you will hear the journey, the process, the struggle, all the ins and outs, the people I had to call in, or, you know, the people who made it happen. And you will hear more of that because that is actually the magic. That's the secret sauce. It's the journey. It's the fight. It's the struggle. It's the overcoming. It's the building of resilience. Same with working out. The muscles, yeah, I'd love to see an ab, but guess what's actually going to get me that ab? It's going to be the water. It's going to be the working out. It's going to be the doing the crunches or the planks or whatever I need to do. I'll Google that later. It's going to be the discipline. And that's where the personality comes in. I think that's what Dr. Joe Dispenza was talking about when he said we need to change our personality to change our personal reality. It comes back all those things, the end goal, the strategy of getting there, the details, mind, body, spirit, all of those strategies to get to the actual thing leads to one personality trait that I may need to change. And for me, it's discipline. It used to be connection to God, right? Or lack of faith. And I don't know so much if that's a personality trait or if it's just a skill. And that's up to you to decide, right? Like, what's the one thing about us personally? You personally will need to alter and adjust in order to achieve the greatest life you could ever imagine for yourself. I think we are given that opportunity as a gift from God in order to get the journey that we need to live out the journey, to experience the journey, the highs and the lows to get to the ultimate goal. I bet you when I was up in heaven before I came down to this life, God was like, all right, you've got some big goals, girl. Like, how do you think you're going to need to be there? How do you think you're going to get there? I'm going to be like, what kind of personality traits can we whip up in this lifetime? And I was like, ooh, I'm going to need to be disciplined. He was like, yep, we're not going to give her discipline. I'm going to be like, ooh, I'm going to really need to be like structured and have a masculine energy. Well, I've got a little bit of that, but like, there's going to be some qualities. She's going to need, you know, to be naturally, a carb burner. He's like, nope, I'm not going to give her that. I think knowing what I need to achieve these goals, I wasn't given those keys because I needed to develop them in myself. And when I do develop them in myself, getting those results will be that much sweeter. It may take a little bit longer, but that's the point. Life can be really quick, but it can also be a long and fruitful experience if we allow it to be. It can be whatever we want it to be, right? It can flash by in an instant and we did nothing, or we can lovingly take advantage of the often felt Groundhog's Day and use it to our advantage and do the things we need to do. So what is that personality trait or personal quality of yourself that you need in order to achieve your highest, greatest good? And do you have it today? And if you do you have enough of it? Do you have the right amount? Is it refined? Or do you need to make some changes and make some tweaks? Turns out mine is discipline. I've always known it. What do I need to do to change it? I need to just decide to change it. And you'll actually hear more about this in my next book. Oh my God. This isn't supposed to be the teaser episode, but maybe I'll tell you. My next book, you've heard me talk about it with Jack Canfield. Well, it's officially coming out January 9th. And you will see the steps that I talk about in order to be the best version of yourself, to live your life, to ultimately be who you need to be, who you came to this earth to become. And the first thing is to make the decision. So what's that personality trait? What do you think that personal part of you that you're willing to really look at, analyze, figure out, enhance, refine in order to live the life you're meant to live? For me, it was discipline. What's it for you? All right, friends. I want to have this conversation. Seriously, keep the DMs coming. Find me on LinkedIn, Instagram. If we're not already connected, let's connect. Let's have a conversation about this. Let's talk about it on social media. Tag me in it. I want to help as many people as possible figure out where they're meant to be in this world, how they're going to make an impact, what their calling is, and then reverse engineer it into strategy and energy, and then, of course, help you make that decision and hold you accountable to achieving it. If you are not on my email list, please get on my email list because I give you a lot more of this in email. I give offers in order to help you achieve these goals. Right now, it's my BOGO offer, buy one, get one free for my private coaching sessions. This may be something you want to take advantage of. Of course, you can use it for LinkedIn. You can use it for personal branding. You can use it for, you know, your offer, clarity, all that good stuff. Tons of different business stuff you can use it. You can use it for anything you want. It's your 90 minutes to get some guidance and mentorship and accountability in order to do the things you want to do for yourself in the upcoming year. So go to my website, mirandavonfricken.com, grab a freebie, get on my email list, and then you will get more information, or just DM me BOGO and I'll send you the link and we can go from there. All right, friends, thank you so much for spending another morning with me. I cannot wait to hear what you come up with. And if you need help coming up with that, this is what these private strategy sessions are for. Let's talk. Let's keep being awesome. And until next time, keep owning your awesome. Bye.